Hello, my name is Dr. Robert Findlay. I'm the director of the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at University Hospital's Case Medical Center, and I'm a professor of psychiatry and pediatrics at Case Western Reserve University. Today, in this posting, I'll be reviewing a very important topic. I'll be talking about the associations between ADHD and ADHD symptom expression and parenting practices. Now, in this blog, I'll be considering a paper that was published by Ellis and Nick in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Now, in that study, the authors examined children between the ages of 6 and 12 years of age. Overall, there were 71 youngsters with ADHD combined type, 24 youngsters with ADHD inattentive type, and a control group as well. Parenting practices were assessed with the Alabama Parenting Questionnaire. Now, as far as the results of the study are concerned, the authors of the paper found that ADHD symptoms in children were oftentimes related to low paternal involvement. Now, in addition, the authors also reported inconsistent parenting in both fathers and mothers may also have a role in ADHD symptom expression in their children. So when considered together, the data suggest that since parenting practices may be related to ADHD symptom expression, it is possible that addressing these specific parenting practices may in fact lead to reduced symptoms in these youngsters suffering from ADHD. And ultimately, it's the symptom amelioration that could eventually lead to better outcomes of these children who do suffer from ADHD. So, now please feel free to comment on what I've talked about today by clicking on the discuss link located beneath the video screen. I'm Dr. Robert Findlay, and I thank you for watching.